أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2024. Today being the second day of the month of Ramadan. This year we embark on a profound journey of discovery with our theme, Quranic Gems, unraveling the merits of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in the Book of Allah, the Quran. Now, throughout the month of Ramadan, join us as we explore the verses of the noble Quran that illuminate the virtues and merits of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. The beloved cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and more importantly, the immediate successor and Imam of the Muslim nation. Each day we will delve into a new Quranic verse, seeking to uncover the timeless wisdom and guidance encapsulated within it, and reflecting on its significance in the context of Imam Ali's life and teachings. We invite you to be a part of this enriching journey of spiritual reflection and enlightenment. Remember to check back daily for the latest reflection as we unravel the treasures of the Quran together. If you find our content beneficial, we encourage you to engage with us by liking the video, leaving your thoughts in the comments, sharing it with others, and subscribing to our channel if you haven't already done so. Together, let us make the most of this blessed month of Ramadan by deepening our understanding of the Quran and the legacy of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Today, as we continue in the blessed month of Ramadan, we turn our focus to yet another verse of the noble Quran. And in Surah number 98, Surah Al-Bayyinah, verse number 7, Allah says the following: "And those who believe and do good, righteous deeds, they are the best of creatures." This verse and its meaning has a profound significance in relation to Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Narrators of hadith, such as the famous 5th century Sunni scholar, attest to the fact that this verse was revealed about Imam Ali, peace be upon him, by quoting no less than 20 hadith. So in his book, Shawahid al-Tanzil al-Hakim al-Haskani, he notes from very famous personalities such as Ibn Abbas, Abu Huraira, and Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. They all narrate various episodes in which this verse was revealed and how the Prophet took those opportunities to introduce Imam Ali and his Shia, literally his followers, as the best people on earth. And from these narrations, as we will shortly read and see, the term Shia was common and well known among the Muslims during the time of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family. In fact, the Prophet regularly used this term in referring to the specific followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali, peace be upon him. And so those who think that the term of Shia is one of the words that emerged centuries later, they're sorely mistaken. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is celebrated among Muslims for his exemplary faith and devotion to righteous deeds. As the embodiment of piety and virtue, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, epitomizes the qualities of true believers described in this verse. His unwavering faith in Allah and commitment to righteousness serve as a beacon of guidance for Muslims seeking to emulate the highest standards of moral conduct. The fact that Allah refers to him in his Shia, those who tread his path, and not the path of others around the Prophet, as being the best of people, is something to really reflect upon today, as Allah does not make statements out of emotion or sentiment. Now, why would Allah deem Imam Ali, peace be upon him, to be the best of creations? Well, we know that throughout his life, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, exemplified the teachings of Islam through every word and deed. He dedicated himself to serving humanity and upholding the principles of social justice, earning him the title of Asadullah, the Lion of Allah. His courage and valor in defending the oppressed at a time when people were stepping on the weak is a proof of his being the Lion of God. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, his exemplary deeds and unwavering faith make him a shining example of the best of creatures, described in Surah Al-Bayyinah, verse 7, the verse for review for today. His noble character and righteous conduct set a standard of excellence for all believers to aspire to, reminding them of the importance of faith, coupled with righteous actions and earning the pleasure of Allah. Furthermore, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, his status as the rightful successor to the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, it underscores the profound significance of his example in life's in Islamic history. His leadership and guidance continue to inspire Muslims worldwide to strive for excellence in their faith and deeds, following in the footsteps of the best of creatures, the best of creations as described in the Quran. Now, although the name of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is not directly mentioned in this verse, nor in the Quran, that's where the hadith come into play. Now, given that the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, are the rightful interpreters of the Quran, we must go to their door of guidance to see how they explain the verses of the Quran. And then looking at the verse under review for today, we come across the following narration, which adds clarity to this verse, and it states, and this is from Abu Ja'far, that is the fifth Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, peace be upon him, where he quotes from Tamim ibn Hudhaym, from Ibn Abbas, who says, when this verse was revealed, verily those who believe and do righteous deeds, they are the best of creatures. The Prophet said to Ali, it is you and your Shia. You and your Shia will come on the Day of Judgment pleased and pleasing, while your enemies will come with their faces gloomy and with their lips trembling. Imam Ali heard this and he said, O Messenger of Allah, who are my enemies? And the Prophet replied, those who disassociate themselves from you and curse you. And then the Messenger of Allah, he said the following. He said, may Allah have mercy on Ali. May Allah have mercy on him. Now, as we begin to conclude and wrap up today's discussion for the first day of the month of Ramadan, let's come to some practical tips from the verse of today and the topic of today for our Ramadan reflections, as well as a closing reflection and a final thought. Point number one is the personal responsibility. Humans, we hold the power to determine our own spiritual destiny, either aligning ourselves with the highest ranks of the people of paradise or sinking to the lowest depths of the people of hell. And acknowledging Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the Imams from his lineage as the only legitimate guides of Islam after the Prophet is pivotal for all Muslims who want to make it to heaven. Number two is infinite potential. Unlike other creatures whose growth and downfall are limited, humans possess infinite potential for spiritual ascent or descent. Embracing faith and righteous deeds enables individuals to surpass even the angels in spiritual elevation. Through recognizing the wilaya of Imam Ali and his immaculate progeny, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, believers can attain a level of excellence beyond that of the celestial creations. And point three, complete faith and righteous deeds. True faith bears fruit when accompanied by righteous actions, but its efficacy hinges on its completeness. Complete faith, therefore, encompasses belief in all that Allah has revealed through the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family. And among the Prophet's crucial teachings, which we all must follow, was the appointment of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, as a successor. Emphasizing the indispensable role of wilaya or mastership in Islam. As a closing reflection, brothers and sisters, the recognition of Imam Ali's wilaya is not merely a matter of historical importance, but a fundamental aspect of faith. It shapes the believer's spiritual destiny and positions them on the path toward paradise. Embracing the mastership of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his immaculate progeny opens doors to spiritual elevation and divine favor, guiding the Muslims towards a more profound understanding of their faith and a closer connection to Allah. And as a final thought, and I leave you with this, as Muslims, our commitment to Islam extends well beyond mere acknowledgement of its tenets. It encompasses a wholehearted acceptance of its teachings and leaders. And recognizing Imam Ali alayhi salam and his wilaya is an essential component of this commitment, leading us towards spiritual excellence and divine proximity. May we all strive to deepen our understanding of Islam and embrace the teachings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, thereby enriching our spiritual journey and securing our place in the hereafter in paradise. Until tomorrow, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.